The goal of a community land trust is to create affordable home ownership for people of middle income. CLTs own the land under the homes in perpetuity, and homeowners buy and sell only the houses themselves. In a place like Sitka, where scarcity is driving up the price of land, this can lower the purchase price of a home significantly and make the difference for someone trying to qualify for a mortgage. It will also lower the potential return when the house is sold, but that's the deal people make, Brown says, when they buy a home in a community land trust.
But when they choose to leave, if they ever decide to sell, we ask them to leave the affordability that we created for them so that another family in the same circumstances that the original owner was in when they moved in, that another similar household has that same benefit.
Brown said that most people live in a CLT home for 5 to 7 years and then transition to the traditional marketplace. Community land trusts are owned by a nonprofit board, in this case, the Sitka Community Development Corporation, and homeowners pay a small monthly fee to the trust to cover management costs. Homeowners also agree to maintain their properties in a way that retains the value of the property, much like a homeowners or neighborhood association in the traditional marketplace. Randy Huey helped give the chamber audience some perspective on the problem as a longtime resident of Sitka.
The reason that a community land trust, I think, makes so much sense in Sitka is because we know very good and well that you can't just step into this as a young family and buy a house here, right? And so because of that, in 1992, there were 1,800 and some students in Sitka School District. 20 years later, there are 1,300 and some, 500 fewer students. Now, that's a pretty clear demographic indicator, right? Look what's happening. Only people who are our age and older and who've accumulated some wealth can get into this. Well, that's a bad idea for a community.
Huey said the SCDC would develop a formula based on area median income, or AMI, to qualify prospective buyers. In Sitka, the median income is roughly $75,000 per household. Huey said the formula would qualify households with incomes 20% higher than that, or $90,000.
But $90,000 or $75,000 sounds like a lot of money. It won't buy a house in Sitka. And we're not this is not low-income housing. This is median-income housing. This is the working professional. Last year, I helped a math teacher with 10 years experience and a master's degree buy a 1970s rundown trailer because that's what she could afford.
Huey said the Sitka Community Development Corporation expected the city to donate land for the first home in the trust. He said the SCDC would like to market its first property this year in 2014. Members of the chamber audience seemed receptive to the idea. Former Mayor Fred Reeder said he thought this was a better idea than putting people into homes which they couldn't afford. That nearly wrecked the country, he said. Michael Brown said it was a matter of political will.
It's going to be up to you as the business community. It's going to be up to the citizenry of this community to say, we'd like to have some housing that's going to be affordable for folks who are otherwise priced out of the market because we'd like them to continue to be able to live here.
Randy Huey was more blunt. He said Sitka was desperate for housing. The effects on the community were becoming hard to ignore.
We've been talking about affordable housing for a decade here, folks. What's the other idea?
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.